I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See y'all.
Hello.
Good morning.
Coachella.
I don't know if that's a thing anymore.
I don't think so. Well,
it can't be a thing. Can it be a thing?
It's more a thing than the Fyre Festival.
Oh, yeah. I was going to watch that documentary. Did you watch it?
No.
Oh.
I imagine it's could be called Stranded White People. In dreadlocks. Stranded White Dreadlocks. Sounds like basically like the subtitle or a terrible description of its essence. Stranded rich white dreadlocks in the sun.
Find stupid human to attend concert.
Yeah. This is the Darwin Award Olympics. They should have just Hunger Games, that whole situation. Why didn't they? That's a bunch of bullcrap.
You could have vaccinated them there. For sterility. Mm-hmm. Please do not procreate at any one point.
When people stop being polite and start being sterile.
that was a stretch, yeah. No, but I see what you did.
Because of radiation exposure, because this is actually a fallout island. We did a lot of testing here in the 50s.
You want to talk about aliens? Let's talk about what we did here.
talk about killing many generations of birds with one island. That'd be great. We should start hosting. That's what we can use all these nuclear fallout sites. We can start, it'll be a self-selecting audience. It'll like, we're having a Kardashian rave here where we're going to be doing a bunch of Tide Pods and lasers. So come to the island and dance and be happy and then go home and don't wonder why you puke green stuff tomorrow. That's because of alcohol poisoning and nothing else. Have a great life.
Also, please don't have kids. Not you.
Like, I mean, yeah, no, you won't. They can't. That's the point. They've been radioactive. They've been poisoned. They're.
They can't. Well, we don't want to kill them. We just don't want them to make more of them.
That's what I'm doing. That's what this program is intended to do.
Like,
they'll be fine.
What have I been doing? Would you just listen?
They'll be fine. Other than their hair falling out and possibly a testicle or two falling off.
One or two.
No other real, no effects. Yeah, up to two testicles just sort of shriveling up and falling off. But other than that, no ill effects. Also, perhaps loss of the use of motor functions and ability to speak, stroke, collapsed lung, imploded pelvis.
Jason, come on.
Distended
nipples.
You
wouldn't have kids. This is a bit too far.
Underarm aggregation of BO and loss of head.
Yeah.
Your head will fall off eventually. Sometimes. In some cases, very rare side effect.
Are you done with your list of side effects? I hate those commercials.
I'd like to know the well, I guess that's the commercials. What's the other side effects? What are the dark side effects?
The dark side effects.
Because there's you can't say, you can't tell me about one side. I never hear about the other side effects. I'd be like, other side effects include seeing rainbows and being super stoked about the show MASH.
Yeah, so what you're saying is maybe there's some positives and they're just not listing enough of those too. I like the ones where they're like, hey, do you want to swap what problem you have now for like a different problem? And people are like, yeah, I think I want a different problem. Thank you.
Yeah, instead of like constipation, now you're paranoid and depressed or something like that.
Yeah, you're like, I would like to date another option right now. So maybe I'm interested.
Yeah, I'd like to trade in my schizophrenia for some megalomania.
Yeah, if you might. Well, with a side of explosive diarrhea.
Absolutely. Well, that's basically par for the course. I request that every time.
Every time.
The doctors know me for it.
Sprinkle like, in.
Oh, jet diarrhea. I would love to try that. Yes, please.
Wow.
jetting diarrhea. That's got to be the next. I think I'm just beaming diarrhea.
Okay.
It's worse than explosive because it's continuous. It's like, it's a work in progress.
Mm-hmm. Four minutes in. I think that's what we're going to call it. I think we're going to call it when, like, kind of like the secret word. When does Jason reference poop or pee?
I don't think thoughts? I brought up poop this time. I think you said explosive diarrhea.
I did, but I love how it leaned, what a trigger. You can't just like,
if you hope to not bring up poop, then don't like fan the flames. Don't fan the poop flames.
Don't fan the farts.
Do not fan the farts. Leave them be.
Especially
they will circulate
Jason.
On their own. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't fan the fart. Don't fart around me and don't you fan those farts. It always is. It's like, you know, I feel like people who are down on poop jokes, it's like, you know what? You are spitting in God's eye is what you're doing essentially. Cause he gave us is like, what, why are farts? Why do they make that flappy fart sound? Like, what's even the point? Is it to be like, just to ward off predators or like trying to think what is it like, are we supposed to be talking with our butts or singing songs or something?
It does
I don't know.
Clear
what
a
else
room,
it is.
Especially when you're with your family. Like yesterday,
I mean, the smell clears a room, but I'm talking about like the comedic effect, like that fart sound that makes us, that brings us
funny.
Joy. That is the joke. That is the butt of the joke of every butt. And it's like God giving it. He's like, you know what? You got to deal with sex traffickers and dudes making crocodile and guys who run drugs, Mexican werewolves running drugs.
Yeah.
But there's a butt and it's yours and it farts and you can enjoy that all your life. Unless you got like,
unless I
gave you a bowel disorder and it hurts. In which case,
yeah, and like you can't
you
trust your farts, and then it becomes like a really big deal.
Yeah. Unless I gave you a loose butthole, and then in which case, ha ha, gotcha. Because I'm also that god. I do it both ways. I'm like, ah.
What?
Two sides, the other side of God. Ha ha, you got a weird butt. Way to go.
Ah, these jokes really slap.
Yeah, that's right. Check this out. And so that's the way I see it. And the, you people. You other side people, you are joyless Satanists. You are against God. I'm officially assigning, I'm sanctifying farts. Sanctifarting is what I'm doing.
Okay.
That's a good one. Okay.
Jason.
Only 8 minutes in or so probably, or I don't know how far in we are. It was a seven. It's eight now on my clock. So boom. Boom goes the dial.
Oh my gosh, we're so close on the recording time versus the actual time here on my, like, right now we're at, when I said that, 7:45.
Whoa.
It was actually 7 minutes, 45 seconds in, but at 7:44 actual time, my time. So I don't know. I don't know if it's ever been done. Wow.
Probably not. Never again, because now your times are mathematically exponentially racing away from one another. In what I will refer to as a race war. Yeah.
Time marches
it's
on.
It's a war of racing.
Time marches on.
No, Ross off.
So, there's a lot of fun going on in the world still. And by that, I mean, no, there's still a pandemic.
Oh, is there? What? There's a pandemic?
Oh, you hadn't heard?
Yeah.
Well, and my favorite part is people still are kind of protesting, any sort of protection for themselves or others, which is just great.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here's my thing.
Electoral College certified the election. We still got douchebags.
Well, my favorite thing right now. Yeah, we'll get to that because we love politics.
Feels
here.
Like all one ball of thing. That's why I bring it up. Everyone's just
excited.
Angry.
Hold on. We'll get to that nugget. That's our favorite part. Our tertiary favorite part, I would say here, is a lot of people are dying. I think there was like, I was watching a TikTok the other day because I like trying to still sort out, you know, when I need my most wisdom, I hit the TikTok. And finally someone actually did. It was just a random TikTok and they said, like, obviously we're tired of pandemic. We have to keep doing what we have to do and protecting ourselves and others. But the most exhausting part, and somebody nailed it, the most exhausting part is knowing that we personally, you and I and our loved ones, are taking it so seriously, but so many people aren't. And then that's the world that Anthony and I were leaving our kids to. And the fact that there are so many people out there that don't care, I think I was like, yes, it is really bothering me that people don't care, that they aren't taking it seriously. Loss of life. Like, another TikTok brought up the fact that if this virus was killing dogs, people would care more. And that horrible. Like, literally yesterday I posted on one of my social media things about another husband and wife teacher that worked for the same school district. They were married teachers and they both were killed of COVID. And I just, my heart, like, how many times can your heart break for people that you don't even know, but you feel their loss for these loved ones, for themselves? And the fact that, like, obviously in 1918, the newspapers don't get it out so quickly that all these deaths are happening. There were a lot of deaths then, but the people and the family members lost then mattered, and they matter now. Like, every person here affected matters, and it's not just death. Some people have these horrible, like, outerlying, continuing, long-haul symptoms that are also horrible. I love how a few people, like, it got their attention that it might cause erectile dysfunction. They're like, wait a second, I could lose the use of my penis. No, it kind of matters.
I feel like that was more of a sensationalized article that went around.
Well, I don't know, but that should be enough.
We never heard about, you just heard the article making fun of, oh, now they'll take it seriously. But there was never any Republican who was like, oh my gosh, it was just a joke, really.
Well, but yeah, because they've got it medicines, it's fine.
Yeah, no, but it's true. I mean, the Viagra is a thing, but no one really has any, there's no drug for, like, making sure women have a good time. So, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Point taken, literally.
Yeah, I can tell you that my penis doesn't go up.
Well,
but it's not because of COVID. You know, it's probably because I don't have a penis.
Seek medical advice, because that sounds like that sounds like a personal problem.
It does. I don't even have one. And I think I wasn't issued one initially at all. So, yeah, you're right. Saying it out loud, I think I've got some larger issues.
Seems weird.
Here. Yeah.
Seems like God's mistake.
Jason, we're not talking about you. We're talking
Beyond
about
the
you.
Geek.
It was there. The joke was there. Oh.
Hey, guys.
Hi, guys.
Who wants to watch my extended director's cut of Firefly? I have Serenity, too.
Why do you have to talk like that? Just talk like yourself. We know you're dumb. You don't got to make fun of other people.
No, guys. Okay. See you later.
Just keep talking. Roll on.
The geek, ladies and gentle beans.
Gentle beans.
The gentlest of beans.
I like that, gentle
beans.
Yeah,
you know, it's nice to live. Wait, no, did I say nice? It's horrible. It's horrifying to live in a conservative echo chamber, which is what we're trapped in. It's like it's like that movie Pitch Black. Can't see shit, and some people are getting cut in half.
Well, it's funny because they're trapped in there, but then we keep showing them the exit, and they're like, no. And then they close the door again.
I want to get cut in half. It's going to be fun.
I want to stay in her.
The black lining, the white trash lining, sausage lining,
the privilege lining
is that MAGA's kids also will grow up in that shitty world. So, I mean,
oh, good.
Bonus. I don't know.
They have more opportunities.
That's what confuses me. I don't have no childrens.
I know.
And as far as I know, none of my cats are immortal. Although I did pay that witch doctor a handsome number of beans, and I'm hoping that he wasn't bullshitting me about his ties to the NFL, because that seemed
immortality
like
immortality for my cats.
Immortality of my cats. But. Everyone else, I don't know what y'all's excuses are. Y'all got kids and grandchildren and stuff. It's like, you just, I don't get Republicans in that regard. What was the point of procreating if you're just going to take a shit on everything and burn it? Like,
literally.
What the fuck?
I was reading the other day, somebody had said, they're like, okay, I'm lying. It was another TikTok. I tried to sound smarter. I love TikTok. What's happening?
Oh, God. I read in a book about a young girl dancing to Chance the... Okay, yeah, it was a TikTok. Fuck.
No, it was TikTok again. So, if I'm being honest, it's where I get all of my information. Okay, that's not true, but the joke was funny. Okay, but... the guy said, you know, he has a lot of family members and people, and he's like, admittedly, I look like the demographic of a Trump supporter, stereotypically. He said, but one of the biggest flaws is they know that they would vote for policies that would even hurt themselves or people that they love. They said, that's not the goal. When you watch them, their goal is just that you, the other people can't get what they have, even if they have to go without. And he goes, that's the mind-blowing thing about it. When you see them enact or vote for or support policies that have no logic whatsoever, it doesn't matter. They just don't want the other guys, you know, the purported, you know, side of fascism, like the other guys. Like, that's what Donald Trump has done so successfully, is created this illusion that there's like another side that you're fighting against. And then I love seeing like the Proud Boys in Washington, D.C. with their yellow and black kilt saying, you know, go basically shove it, but they wrote it on their ass cheeks after they lifted their kilts, and it was like, oh, yeah, honey, I don't think you know what you're saying. Oh,
yeah, but no, that's also, like the guy who ate turds after his like basketball team won or something, some championship a bunch of years ago. It's like,
I don't know what you're speaking of.
There was a guy, there's a video of, I forget what teams, there's some people celebrating in the streets, and there was like a guy who was like, hey, other team that lost, this is you. And he picked up literal horse shit off of the street and put it in his mouth and was like,
no,
he
did not.
Look at you. You're eating shit. And it's like, what? Whoa, okay. Oh, man, I stand corrected.
Wow, you really
dude.
Got me.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Yeah. That makes me that makes me think that of what that basically MAGA are doing, or all these folks, they're doing in real life. What partly what they're doing is what I guess what people would say a lot of liberals do, or everyone's guilty of it, but what people do on Facebook, which is put up that fake facade. They'll do anything to look like
they're
the thing.
Oh, I watch it all day. Are.
So well, MAGA are doing their like sort of unplugged version of that in real life, where they walk around just like, yeah, rich people and being white. It's all good because, ha, check out, I'm white, so I must be rich. And then they go back to their, like, shitty life. But it doesn't matter because people think they're cool, or they at least they think people think they're cool, which they don't.
They think people think, yeah, that's the one.
No, I mean, I still see flags and signs around here, yard signs, and it's just even before he lost the election 50 times, that was the mark of the loser, and you still have it up. And
yeah, this is like a scarlet letter, and we know it, and you are wearing it proudly, but you don't know, like, and just awkward.
I think historically, if we do wander out of these darkened wooded areas into some open glade at some point, that we may bask in the sun and see what is there.
What is there?
Yeah, it would be nice. I hope that these people experience some retroactive shame, because they're still in the thick of it. I was listening to an audiobook the other day that was talking about squirrels running up and down trees. Okay, it was a TikTok.
I was
watching TikTok.
I know.
No, it actually was an audiobook which delineated between mind control and brainwashing.
Uh-huh.
And that brainwashing is actually, I mean, it's a splitting of hairs potentially. I don't even know if it's an actual.
I just made a connection. Tide Pods brainwashing. Okay, it all makes sense now.
But that was like teenagers.
I don't know.
Well, you should check Wyatt's pockets for Tide Pods.
BRB.
He seems pretty off the ball, that kid, with he's shooting just random videos of stuff. I mean, that's not right.
Oh, no. Nobody asked. Right. How embarrassing.
Yeah. It's just, it's weird. It's weird. You know, it's off-putting. It's what it is. It's unsavory. It's off-putting. No, I think it was Dark Psychology is the book, and they're saying that brainwashing is basically when you just like shake someone into being, like, you basically program them directly, whereas mind control is basically what's happening to MAGA and everybody. They're just slowly, they've been manipulated over the years, the decades, really. They were very malleable before, and then when Trumpism came along.
Yeah, they were primed, ready.
Yeah, they were primed. They were fluffed. They were primed and ready to go. They're pumped. They were like, let's do this thing. Let's do some corruption. I'm like jumping up and down. I'm so stoked. Where do you want me to run and corrupt something? Like, just like run into it? Okay, I'm on it.
I know. They're like, wow, I was just ready for someone to take the lead, and you're the person. I hadn't felt heard, but I do now. Let's go.
I've got all this like jumping that I'm doing and stuff, and like I can't stop moving my legs, so just lead me somewhere.
I'm so hyped. Yeah,
Then it got into the critical stages these last 4 years, obviously. But are under some heavy duty mind control.
I've got a friend whose mom is still, like, you know, at supper, like on Friday. I'm just like, Trump, and she's like, what? No, you're still there? Oh no. And then the Electoral College, and now McConnell, turkey neck, is like, and he's like, okay, fine, Biden.
After Putin. Any Republican that acknowledges now is doing it after Vladimir Putin acknowledged.
Yeah, Putin, you in your place.
It's
a delight.
It is delightful. If we could just package this and age it for decades,
right,
it would be
just like a little spot of tea with your little
quite
biscuit.
The vintage.
Such a delight. All of this is really so nice.
That would be, that's probably a good idea. It's just like all the crap, like get some, like age some Kraft cheese and like some McDonald's and stuff. And then like in 50 years, you just unpackage all that and you're like, all right, start the bidding. 1 million rubles, everybody.
Pesos.
1 million butt coin. 1 million laser beam dollars.
Is that how you imagine money, Jason? In the future?
Absolutely. It would be light-based. You would beam it between your eyes, because at that point, we would also have lasers in our eyes. That's how we would dance. You'd talk telepathically, but you would dance with your eye beams. Laser beam eyes.
Mm-hmm. So not diamonds and gold, right? Like, just so we're clear.
Oh, those could still be there as beam refractors.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. The precious metals and stones would still be so, but for functional purposes, they would be used as beam refractors and teeth.
They're functional now. They shine on my hands and I get excited because I think I'm part raccoon.
Yeah, well, you want to hide those when the robot wars begin, because they will become quite valuable. And
yeah, good to know now. Yeah.
Yeah,
prepare.
Absolutely. Just guard your rings. As you see fit.
So the Electoral College did officially, and it's ironic that 4 years ago, it's the exact same number, and Trump deemed it a landslide, and yet it switched, and now the votes aren't for him.
That's because Trump knows for a fact that all the votes that he lost by were all dead people or illegal voters or underage.
Those were ballots brought in on pallets through the river.
Like, we know for a fact.
For a fact.
Like, everybody saw in broad daylight that in the middle of New York, they just took a whole bunch of ballots and they put them in the middle of Times Square.
We got all these witnesses.
Yeah, and then they just sprayed gasoline all over them, set them on fire. And then they had a bunch of liberals dancing in witch robes and wizard hats.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if somebody like made themselves like just in the middle of all this was like, you know what would be fun? like dressed up looking official, no actual position or name tags, but actually like found a pallet of papers. You know how Trump always uses the props of like how busy he is with papers.
That's always
but they actually like
stacks.
Burned it and then like freaked people out. And it was just perforated sheets of paper from old printers from like 20 years ago, like dad had in his law office. I think that would have been funny. That kind of a stunt could have been funny. Wrong time? Too soon? Okay, maybe it wouldn't be so funny. Maybe they died. Maybe someone did that. They got shot.
Just two giant towers of paper standing next to each other, and then you could sort of crash some sort of bird into them, symbolic of how Trump has crashed into America doubly so.
Not even like a nice bird. Probably like a flightless bird, but not a cute one. Yeah.
And then those two towers that would fall, showing that it's time for Trump to move on, and we would cheer, and there would be no mixed metaphors there at all. Everyone would cheer, knowing the symbolism of those two towers falling.
Trump has
the tallest two stacks as the tallest stack
God,
of paper.
Oh my God! That's still so crazy. You said that.
In New York. I mean, in the area, at the ceremony is what I meant.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So still along the same line, rewind a little bit.
Good.
So I was going through all of my pictures. So I think I've said this on here before, but I do like, okay, fine. I'll admit I'm a video and picture hoarder, but my electronic hoarding hurts no one. And I personally paid for a larger capacity phone, iPhone 256, whatever things.
All right, well, wait a minute. That's a blood phone right there. Each phone that we buy is 1 to 1.5 Chinese Indian babies.
You're not
going
to use that guilt on me right now.
Right down,
I'm going to finish
right
my point,
down a
then you
shaft.
Can guilt me.
Directly down a mine shaft. So, not no cost, but, you know, low cost.
I didn't say no cost. I said, I bought it. I used my money. Anyway.
No, I'm saying that you said guilt-free is what I'm saying. There's a carbon footprint.
Oh, I see.
And
because
it's two
of
little Indian footprints.
Okay.
Two and a half.
Anyway. So I know that I take enough pictures and videos to have at least one picture every day. So the problem is sometimes like I have multiple pictures that I have to make into like a cute little collage for that day because I can't choose one moment or there are so many memorable parts of one moment. Anyway, so I've done that for like a few years now. So I was like, oh shoot, we're getting to the end of the year. This is the time where my mind goes into like photo review and like go over everything. And so I'm going through 2020. And I'm going through, obviously, screenshots, photos, creating my album. And
Megalodge.
It is so weird. Even just 2020, not the other years that Trump was technically president.
Burp.
But, like, the memories of the horrid things that he has said and done just in 2020. And, like, you go through it and you're
it's
like...
It's a crap book is what that is.
It is. It's amazing to me what even people who are... have been from the beginning awoken.
Who's got beans?
All of it. And we experienced all of it. We hated all of it. We bashed it. I mean, we have record of it here on Sidcast alone. However, to go and read it again, you're just like, how the actual fuck did anybody think that any of this was okay? Fall for like it re-injures your mind about it. You're just like, I don't has in my mind about it.
Yeah, it was bad enough living through it year after year,
multiple
7 years,
of
the week for millennia. But yeah, when you try to like, I don't know, Trump is creating plenty of jobs, plenty of investigative jobs in 2020. Because I think
not actual jobs, not like the ones
once
that
we
he
get
promised,
once we begin restaffing all the departments that he gutted and just diarrheaed and during his tenure, they're gonna have to hire a bunch of extra dudes to be like, hey, we got all this like piles of burning trash over here that we need doused and investigated. So that's your job for like the next decade. I hope your family enjoys living fat off the land because. You're got this most secure job I could think of.
Well,
did I say 10 years,
right?
I meant 10 years. Yeah. I mean, you're just here. You're here forever.
Well, I think it's like, I mean, there's so many sad things. He's literally trying to burn everything before he leaves. But one of the, another sad thing, because remember, all lives matter. And no, that should never be counter to Black Lives Matter, but all lives do matter. That well, is
someone
stated.
Pointed out that they like to say Blue Lives Matter, and then it's like, okay, so you get the concept.
Blue
right?
people, yeah.
Well, no, you get that. You get that. that saying Blue Lives Matter doesn't exclude all lives. So mm-hmm. shut the hell up.
I know.
Up.
In like, and of itself, is its own
trolls.
Like, you do see what you're saying, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, they don't. I don't think they do. I think they're just the nerve cluster is just reacting violently, unfortunately. If someone,
oh no, like, their nerve clusters are triggered.
Someone needs to invest in some sort of weird deprogramming website that if it's just like, it's if it looks like, hey, Sarah Palin wants to show you a video of her shooting pigs from a helicopter. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, okay.
They click on it, and then it just begins deprogramming, like flashing yes. pink and yellow and like, soothe, food. And it just keeps on
And your mother loved you, even though she didn't say it. Oh.
Yeah, she has a picture of like, a mother like cradling a baby, a mother breastfeeding a baby, and then a waterfall, and then a gentle mountain with an eagle, like a bunch of that kind of imagery. It's like,
Yeah, just super neutral symbols that aren't necessarily related to America.
But it's like,
they're going to get triggered again.
The reverse ring, whichever, like a video, like we'll get Samara. We'll go ahead and collab with her. Be like, all right, we like what you did with mass murder. That was very creative,
Who?
Stunning
Who
work,
say?
Really.
Who
from
is?
The Rings? Samara.
Oh, Samara, is that her name? I don't remember.
Samara.
I don't like.
Yeah, no,
movies.
You don't. You've made that. You've already announced that. You don't need to say it again.
I have to say it every time. That's my trigger. I have to say that.
No, I mean this time. It's been like
this
three
time.
Times.
This time.
Anyway, we'll get her on the project. Like, hey, Samara, we like your work with the gruesome murder of innocent folks who just happened to stumble across a VHS. As you know, why not? How you choose your victims? Not up to us. It's obviously it doesn't even matter really in the greater scheme of things. What we want you to do is the opposite of that. If you could, thank you.
I like this pitch. Yeah, you're just like, here we are. This is legit, and I'd like to explain why.
Yeah, you're the foremost in your field, but what we want you to do is actually do what's called 180, go the other direction and be the opposite of what you are, and go.
You'd be good at a pitch. I feel like you've got like the right words.
Yeah.
You know how to speak goodly, so
yeah,
I think you
I
could
should
really
be
do it.
President at this rate.
President of
do,
the BS Club. Love it.
All I have to do is fail... It's bankrupt more stuff. I've done that.
You could.
I don't. Yeah. It hasn't officially bankrupted, but I've certainly run out of money a bunch of times. So.
Oh, you've bankrupted plenty of people.
It's like a soft bankruptcy.
A bro crump.
I went bro crumped. Bro crumped.
No. Okay. Mm-mm.
Bro crumped.
Jason,
bro.
Walk away. Put it down. Jason, so,
this is
put
mine. I'm taking this with me. No, I'm gonna.
No,
I'm
honey,
gonna fix
put
this.
It. No.
Nope. Yep,
but it's just sad now. Put it down.
I'm over here now.
Jason.
It's too late.
I really like it.
I don't know. That goes in the bin. I actually do keep, because I have a bunch of cat tubs, this is how my craziness manifests. I've noticed the kitty litter tubs, you know, like the... They amass. Like, what are you going to do? You going to recycle that? No, that's a good bucket. It's a nice bucket right there that you got. You gonna, that's a durable good. It's got
a durable good, yes.
It's got a sealable lid. You could put all the things in there. Practically speaking.
Oh my gosh, we're mom. Oh no.
So I do. I keep the buckets in themselves because I've got a stack of nested buckets in the corner
nested
of my bathroom.
Nested buckets. That sounds like a great band name.
We are nested buckets. I don't know what they play.
They don't sing like that. They're a little edgy, but with like a nice vibe. So not as like screamy. That's just the vibe I get.
All right. Well.
Well.
Everyone's got their own nested buckets.
You know, I do the same. I think.
Literally.
I think you've really touched a nerve.
But I keep things
my
in
nerve
like
cluster.
Socks. Well, huh? I didn't finish. I was just saying. I keep things like socks. I keep socks and rags and sleeves, like old socks that I don't use. Like I replaced all my socks, so it's like, hey, you still got a bunch of these socks that they're the B squad now. And also now the rags, along with the sleeves I cut off shirts and then other bits of cloth.
You could use that to shine stuff.
Old bits. Yeah, I could use it. Once I get my collection of shoes and leather jackets, I will be shining a lot of things.
I will shine everything because I have the supplies.
Mm-hmm. Next to my toilet, I've got a bucket filled with toilet paper and a bucket filled with rolls, with empty rolls. Because you get enough of those. I don't know. What, I could make a tree out of them or something. I don't know. Why.
Oh, the empty the empty toilet rolls that, well, one, you can recycle them. But they say put dryer lint in those rolls and save them for when you go camping as fire starters.
All the camping I do. I was going to start a bin for lint next because it's like, I don't know why, but like, what if I had a bunch of lint? Maybe that would be, make a sweater or something? You could make
it's
it into yarn.
It's very soft,
I bet you could. I bet if you collected enough lint, just start making weird lint sweaters and socks.
Right, because like we treat it as refuse, but maybe it has use.
Uses. Yeah, no, I'm going to start, fuck it. Mm-hmm. I'm declaring I'm going to start a lint bucket next.
Okay.
But yeah. That's what I do with those buckets.
I'm going to start a fucking bucket. I'm going to keep whatever I want in that fucking bucket. You said no, like, but I say yes.
Fuck it. It goes in the fucking bucket.
You know, people do save like their pet's fur and you can send it to a lady who will spin it in the thread and make you a garment out of your pet's fur.
A smelly garment.
No, yeah, she washes it. Ugh.
Well, can I request that she doesn't? I want my garment smelly. Soil your implements.
Ew.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to agree to that. Like, just heads
I will pay
up.
A handsome fee.
Wow.
Any price.
Any price. I don't have money, but I'll pay it.
Name your price. I will wait until after to tell you, oh, whoops, I have the money.
I think there was a meme that circulated not that long ago that said, like, you know you're an adult when you're like, this is a good box. And you're like, you can't throw it away. And I save, Anthony hates it, I save all the Amazon mailers because I'm like, someone needs these. I don't know why I'm holding on to them, but there is a program where you can find out where to send them. I haven't done it yet, and I still will. But I'm like, just to throw it away or recycle it? Like, you want to talk about, like, misuse of goods? Like, first of all, this is still really useful. I mail stuff. Not on time, but I mail stuff.
Come on now.
They're nice mailers, and they can be used as...
This is a nice mailer.
That's a nice mailer. But we also save socks. Like the kid's socks, because Anthony actually does have things to polish. Like his motorcycle.
I'll send over some
parts.
Socks. If you guys need some extra socks.
No, we have so many socks. No, please don't. We have t-shirts, socks, things like that. It's like, oh, this will make a nice rag. Anthony has a whole bin, or I would say a bucket of socks in the garage just for like polishing like his motorcycle and the car.
The rag bucket. Yeah, I need more stuff to polish. I got to buy some chrome or some metal leather.
The semi-chrome polish that we used to have at Mom and Dad's antique store. Also, I read it was like a meme or something like last week, and I was like, okay, that hit different. I think Aurora sent it to me. It was really good. It says, we're so possessive and like careful with our things and it's hard to let go, but we're not as careful with something that is much more precious, which is time.
Oh.
And that hit me so different. And so I've been in depression ever since. No, just kidding. I've been fine. But it was like, what?
Stupor.
It's true. Because obviously we were raised with a hoarder. Love you, Mom. You're getting better. But she doesn't listen to me. But she is. You don't. Jason, I'm not doing this. Anyway, put your hands down. Stop. Don't pull at your face like that. Stop. Anyway, I think that's true. We should be more careful and thoughtful about our use of time and saying, like, I'll do it tomorrow. Bet you might be dead. Okay?
Okay. And
the stuff we, then the time we spend, like, just moving stuff around, that's where I get the aerial overhead view of us looking like little ants just moving stuff around and stuff in stuff places.
Bunch of dipshits.
Dip ants.
I think, ants are probably way smarter, like, comparatively.
Well, they're way more streamlined.
In terms of, usefulness or, like, that.
Efficient.
Yeah, I don't know. Everyone's going to be past tense eventually, so you could just be like, hey, I want to make sure that I looked cool. That whole, like, when people are reading, like, when the AI intelligence is retracing all of human history, they'd be like, oh, check out that dude. He was ripped. Oh, my gosh.
Wait, at some point, you will be past tense. What will you do with your present? Ah.
With your present tension.
Well, I mean, I think sometimes when I drink coffee that is liquid or wet, it still makes my throat dry. Do you think
you're drinking
like
liquid coffee?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's your problem right there.
Oh, yeah. I should be snorting it or smoking
That or hyperfluid.
What's that? How do you do that? Hydroponic?
Hyperfluid. It's beamed right into your eyeballs. Actually, it's laser beamed.
Oh my gosh, Jason, that's not. I know that's wrong. I know you're making it up. No, I know that this time. You can't get me.
Instantly vaporized and beamed into your eyeballs. Eye beams.
That's how you get COVID.
that's one way. That's the best way. The coolest one.
It's the most efficient way to get a virus.
I think it's to be related to Rudy Giuliani is the most efficient way.
Rudolph the dumbass lawyer
had a very shabby case.
You never wanted to meet him because he's a real asshole.
And that was my Christmas down song. In history
as a dark ass
who leaks fluids.
We did it. I'm gonna do a slow
take
mom
that
clap.
Eric Clapton, I guess, the first singer-songwriter that came to mind.
Yeah, do you know how mom has that one clap where, like, she super rounds her small hands and it makes that very precise clap sound that
you know, not to brag, your mom's clap. I think we've got exceptional clapping hands. We've got clap hands because compact, that you mention it. Yeah. I think I have that effect too. I think something about the short pinkies.
I know, my gosh, short crooked pinkies. Let's
stupid piece
get
of
that right.
Shit, I'm getting this fucking crap straightened and lengthened. Bunch of dumb.
Just
add
my
another
pinkies,
knuckle.
Please.
Seriously, could just add a whole nother knuckle of this bullshit and it'd be the right length.
It wouldn't even still be the right length. You could add a knuckle and still.
1.5, please. What's a half? You heard me. Do it.
I was talking to one of my close friends and her daughter and I. She's Everett's age, and we compared our dumb hands. We're like, yeah, look at her. Fingers don't make sense, and they're short, and they just look ridiculous. And like, why is my palm so disproportionately longer and missized for the size of my fingertips? None of it makes sense. And like yesterday, Kinsley, when we had to go into her school after school because she's a remote learner, but she had to get her violin and her bow tuned up by the orchestra teacher. And nobody else is there except the teacher. The classroom's empty, but she's like fixing her bow and her violin. And she's showing Kinsley like how eventually they're going to get that fourth finger, like the pinky. And she's showing her, and Kinsley's got these Anthony's sister and Anthony's like long, really pretty, elegant hands. That's why Kinsley's so good at piano and it's easier for her. And I'm like, good thing I'm not playing violin. I wouldn't even be able to get my, I'd be like, ugh. I'd look like a, I can't reach that pinky.
Dolly Parton plays guitar. That's all anyone ever needs to know.
I know. I'd have to have an extension on my pinky if I ever thought that I wanted to take up violin, because I can't.
No, you just use your ring finger or some crap like that.
What? You have to have four. Your thumb holds it and you need four. Jason, it's like you don't understand.
There's guys who play bass with one hand.
Really?
Okay? You could say that you have to have two hands, but you don't. And you don't need four. There's someone out there playing violin, probably one-handed. There's someone plucking a violin with their damn fretting hand. And they probably have a short pinky too, because it was a weird accident. No. They kind of got their right arm and part of their pinky on their left hand. Like, oh man, that was a weird laser beam. Came right across me.
Oh my gosh, three times lasers this episode.
Why
three
not?
Times.
People love them. People, wow. I
Jason
actually took
loves
a survey.
And we know.
Survey says laser beams are not only the future, but quite entertaining in the present.
Laser beams.
That's right. Welcome to Who Likes Laser Beams? It's the show about.
Club of One. It's Jason.
You're being rude. That is not true. There's a lot of, you know.
A lot of people like lasers.
It's a diverse, People from all racists are here to enjoy laser beams in the future of technology.
The blue people, the green people, everybody likes lasers.
Yeah, the blue man group.
Oh, sorry, I just shifted my hips. I think they were locked up. That was terrifying. Whew, don't sit in one position the whole time. You got up, you walked away for a second, but I didn't, and I'm paying for it.
Yeah, that starts to set in. I made a post the other day on along that lines that there should be a store called Over 35.
Yep.
That where they sell things like talc and nose trimmers and
foot
spray.
Yeah, I agreed with that.
Spray.
I like that one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I realized that that's just the sharper image, but it's not, they should bring the sharper image back.
Wait a minute. Or sharper, it's like that magazine that you get, the Sky Mall. Oh, Sky Mall's got that's the ish right there. Sky Mall.
That's the cut. I can buy a fountain, a endless fountain for my cat that cleans itself. Well, Sky Mall.
I find myself when I'm on an airplane, you know, in the past.
Back when
looking at Sky Mall, and then I just dream like a rich person. Like I get this, and
there's a rich dreams here.
Yeah. And then
Oh my gosh, look how sharp that knife is. I couldn't just buy a knife on the ground. I got to get one from the Sky Mall because it's like extra sharp up here.
It's just the like things that you never thought you didn't need. Wait a minute.
I don't even know. Stuff
it's
for cats.
Phenomenal. Like that's where I first was introduced to the imagery and the idea of a gigantic Scrabble board in your yard. And maybe it was $2,500, but... Maybe
but these
I needed
are,
it.
These are plain dollars, you know? It's different. It's plain like a casino dollars, up yeah. there, you know?
The air is lighter up here. I think I
Absolutely.
Can afford this.
The money is less financially impactful to reality because you're so high up, so you don't have to worry about it. It's
if they different. Allowed you to, like, if there was, like, online, like, buying, swiping of SkyMall while you're in the air, oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, they really could be gamifying that, like giving you like 50 Sky Bucks or something to prime the pump, and then you're showing up. You're like, oh
no,
my God.
Sky Bucks are different. You have those. Mm.
You just have those, but it's not quite enough to buy the thing.
You don't have Land Bucks, but you have Sky Bucks.
Just not quite enough. So weird about that, but you know what you can get? More Sky Bucks. You'll just have to convert your Land Bucks into Sky Bucks, but we can do that. It's actually quite easy. You'll be surprised how easy it is to do.
Going back to you saying funny things.
When was that?
You do say some good stuff on the line that I do appreciate. My favorite one recently was your fence post one. That was very good.
When did I say it? What was I posted?
You said fence post. Gun regulation don't work because criminals don't follow rules. And then also fence post. Fuck wearing a mask. I thought that was clever.
Yeah. I imagine fence posts saying most of the things that MAGA think when I try to personify their thoughts.
Yeah.
It just ends at fence posts. So that's kind of where I'm like, all right, good enough. I didn't need a person to say this. Yeah.
Well, it works.
Yeah,
you got
not
me.
Make this,
I liked it.
Well, good. I'm glad.
I don't like
Thank
a
you.
Lot of what you do, but I no.
In fact, I dislike, and I wish that there
a
was
fair
a dislike.
Amount.
I wish there was a dislike button.
I know.
That day.
Well, there is.
Is there?
But I don't want to do that publicly. I want to tell you to your face or in person.
Oh, okay. Is there a dislike? I thought, is it just the angry guy?
No. There's a mad one. Then there's like a, I don't know. I like the people that have thought that there needs to be like a picture emoji of either the grumpy one from Golden Girls. I always forget her name. Or, like a, really, you think so? David from Schitt's Creek. Those are two that I would 100% get on board with because sometimes you want to be like, or you want to be like,
pretty niche for, we talking about emoji?
Yeah, like reactions.
I don't know how you would put that because that's got
to
be like
no, it's just
15 by 15 pixels.
Like, you know what face it is.
I don't know about that.
Ugh. You didn't watch Schitt's Creek? That is funny.
It's not on anything I'm subscribed to. Like, everything is on a different thing. It's like, this is on Disney. Oh, this is on Netflix. Oh, this is on Amazon. This is on Zoom or Hulu.
Oh, my gosh. My kids hate it. So, like, I'll watch a show. Well, Anthony's more patient with me. But Wyatt never, every time. And again, there's a short in my system. Not just because I'm short. But I'm chink. But I forget what platform things are on. So we'll literally go watch This Is Us, which we watch Wyatt and I, we all watch This Is Us together, but I forget what platform it's on. And they're like, Mom. And I'm like, what? Sorry. I don't remember. There's too many things on different platforms.
Is it on TikTok?
No. It's like, you've got Hulu, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, Netflix. And then, like, when we're watching football on Sunday, like, is it on ESPN, ESPN Plus? Is it on NFL Network? Is it on NBC Sports?
CBS, HBO, ABC? Max?
I don't know. And then you've got Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football. You've got games all Sunday. You've got Thursday Night Football. I don't know. And then it comes down to the next day of the same day of the next week. And I don't remember. And I gotta look
Joe
it up
Biden
again.
needs to nominate an entertainment czar to straighten this shit out.
Oh, yes. If there's some sort of an app where I could just plug it in, it could tell me immediately so I don't have to feel dumb again.
I vote for brutal crackdown. Let's get some regimes up in here. Let's do it. Let's go full alt-left. Fuck it. You guys complained about alt-left for 12 years. Here it comes. Here comes the thunder. Alt left coming at you. We are taking your guns. We're coming for them now. We're taking your guns.
No, you don't need them. Give it here. Hand it.
Give us
Stop it.
The guns. No. I'm gonna work like, and we're gonna wait. We're not. You know what? Don't even give them to us. We're gonna wait. 1 a.m. We are jackbooting down your door. We're gonna point our guns at your faces. We're taking your gun. We're gonna. All your nightmares
are coming
true.
Yeah, I get to have mine, but you don't get to have yours. That's how extreme this is.
Basically, imagine the movie V for Vendetta, but if the guy wasn't like a wuss bag about it, even though like he blew up a bunch of stuff. Anyway, like if that guy was a douche, That's us. V is for douchebag.
I don't know that reference. I'm so sorry.
D is for douchebag. Well, people will understand. In time, They will come to know. And yeah. Natalie Portman... Yeah. Probably still could play like a 25-year-old. So we'll go ahead and get her on board.
I'm sure she can. Goodness, she is ageless.
Let's just go ahead and get her a little Just for Women, and then we'll toss her in a underground bunker. Shave her head. Here we go. Sequel time.
Again,
D is for
she doesn't
douchebag.
Want to shave her head again. You don't have to do that.
She might as well.
Okay.
Hair
well,
is a thing
of
the
past.
Well,
she does have a nice shaved head.
Hair is a sign of... Of instability in the future.
Oh, Natalie.
Yeah. Natalie Portwoman.
If you were a girl, what would your name be? Like, what would you like to be called if you were a girl?
Oh, like to be... That is a heavy question to lay on a man. To just throw out a fella, you know? And just be like, if you were a woman from birth, what would be your ideal feminine name? I know that if I was to go... It would be Jocelyn if I was just to go directly from my own name. That's what I'd be like.
Jocelyn's
I would go with Jocelyn.
Also in Schitt's Creek. That's a character. It's a good
there
name.
We go. Well, then that one's already laid the framework. There's going to be a bunch of Jocelyns, so I will have to change it in the future. I'm going to have to figure something out.
It's a nice name, Jason or Jocelyn. I like it. Yeah.
If I went female, I'd go Randy.
Oh, because it could be a guy or a girl. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Perfect.
That's my answer.
You could wear wigs if you want. They're not as expensive anymore. So.
Oh, good. That's actually, it's good to know. I'm going to write that down.
Well, there's a picture of your bald head on my screen. And it's funny because it says my name above your head. Like, you're not me. You tried to trick me, Zoom.
You're overlooking how gigantic my mustache is, so that's worth
no,
noting.
No, they are people. They are drag queens that do just that. They have the hair on the face, with the mustache, and
no, that's
the
not,
beard.
I'm just saying, you're only seeing where there's not hair. I'm just saying, there's plenty of mustache going
you
on
just
there. Where it's
like the hair. Like, not here.
Yeah,
no, down
it goes,
here.
Yeah, it's over here. Look,
no, it's down
here. Hey, my hair's down here.
It's down here.
That's right.
You know how Everett, like, a lot of his mannerisms and the way he walks and his, like, walking gait and all those things, he reminds us a lot of you. The other day, obviously he's 16 now, starting to get a few, you know, maybe a little bit of fuzz on the upper lip. But the other day I noticed he had one hair on his chin, like a good size, like just like a longer, like, you know, like just less than a half of an inch hair length, but one. And I go, you're like Uncle Jason, just stroke it like he would. Like Jason would stroke his beard, stroke that one hair, and then think of something thoughtfully. And it was just, it was a really funny moment. It's nothing like the amount of hair that you have, but it was one.
He can get a, just, you know, a tiny little tinkle of contemplation.
Yeah. Oh.
What was that?
I feel like contemplating now.
Is that what thinking feels like? Oh my gosh.
I stimulated something.
Yep.
That's how it works.
It's how it works. The boy will hit one day, there'll be three or four of them, and then he'll be on his way. Then he's off.
Oh, look at you with your inverted hair. He'll have hair on top too still, though. I think both Wyatt and Everett have a gorgeous set of hair.
And so the question is, it's going to be interesting. We should all start taking, we should like put bets in sealed envelopes and mail them to ourselves about who's going to have a beard and who's going to lose their hair between your kids.
I don't think Wyatt's going to have a beard. Anthony doesn't have a lot of
take quite a lot after Anthony, but then with the hair loss also, that usually tends to skip a generation, I think, or something, or I don't know.
They have such nice hair. And then Roscoe has dad's hair.
I had nice hair when I was young, too.
That's true. When did you start, like, male pattern baldness?
Mid-20s, mid to late 20s is when it was undeniable. Probably around the age of 28, 27 or 20, I'm like, ah, fuck. I gotta either do something about this or...
Remember
when
you had long hair and it was kind of thinning? When did that happen?
Those ages that I pointed out?
No, I think it was earlier.
You know what? Screw you.
Because I remember... I remember us getting a family portrait done. Remember when we did that? You, me, dad, and mom. We had a family portrait done, and I think I just had a kid. So my face was round. And then your hair was thinning, and I was like, yeah, guys, this is our best. Let's get a picture.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it's not the thinning hair, it's thickening scalp. So,
yeah.
And actually,
yeah,
I have.
It's all in the way you look at it, kids.
Yeah. I have hair on my face that's pretty good. So, and that's not going. Actually, I think it does get. Seems like. I think beard hair does keep growing in. I think there's more. Maybe you get them like badges.
You're like a sheep or an alpaca.
Like the more cool stuff you do, it's like every time you throw an axe into a tree, you get 1/10 of a new beard hair. So you can just save those up.
I think that's how it works, yeah. I came across a picture. I was trying to look for pictures like for Wyatt's yearbook, like senior ad thing or whatever. And then... I forget why. I had another reason I was looking for it. Anyway, I came across a picture of me at Wyatt's first birthday. And I gotta tell you, I didn't love it. I was so young, so tan, so fit and small. And I was like, I don't think I needed to see this. I don't think this helps. Because it's like 4 kids later. Skin very white, not that same tiny size, not in that shape, a different shape. And so it was hard to see. Yeah, it was hard. I was like, I'll get there. And I'm like, don't lie to yourself.
Yeah. Welcome to modern Facebook where it's like, hey, check this out.
No, it was actual physical picture. I found it. Facebook didn't do it. I was going through photos, physical photos. Remember how we used to take pictures?
What the hell is that?
I found it. And I was like, why did I find this? Put it back in the box and burn it.
Now, yeah, because all those pictures probably have COVID now. So you just for as a precaution.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
They've been infected. Yeah, that sounds like a bummer. But, you know, you can go get tan anytime you want.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I was adorable. Goodness me, was I adorable.
These were the days of our lives.
I hate I hate soap operas so much, and there's so many people who love them, and I just absolutely cannot.
I don't know why they don't, I don't know why soap operas don't update and just become self-aware and just attract a whole nother audience. Like, what if, like, it could be soap operas during prime time because they're actually written, like if Modern Family... Yeah. Was mixed with a soap opera where it was like all soap opery and stuff, but like all the joke, all everything had a reason and a place. Like, I feel like, I don't think Community ever did. I'm over here binging Community. Have you ever seen that show? You should check it out.
I think I have it on my list to watch.
It's a fun show. And
we're
actually
still in the middle of Goldbergs.
I've noticed that, that if anyone's a fan of Rick and Morty, go watch Community, because it's basically just like several seasons of a live action Rick and Morty style show.
Well, like, you got the boys hook, so tell them.
Yeah, it's different characters, but it's Dan Harmon, and it's all the same clever writing and like weird plot twists from Rick and Morty, and like many more seasons of it. So I look at it as kind of an alternate universe or something. It's anyway, but they do like. For example, they do all kinds of like high concept episodes. Like, they've done a couple paintball episodes where the entire school is turned into a paintball war, and there's all kinds of like factions and different kind of people. But I have yet to see them. I didn't see them do a soap opera episode. I haven't finished binging yet. I've got like a season and a half left, but
I'm still going to binge. Don't you worry, folks.
If they don't do a soap opera episode, then that's an opportunity missed, I would say, because that would be a perfect show.
Write the writers. For that.
I need to write to Dan Harmon and be like there's, I saw something from 2020. They did a table read this year. So maybe they're going to bring it back. I should be like, hey, you should do a soap opera episode. It's super cool. Anyway.
Okay, that's it. Community. We're at an hour. We have to stop.
Check it out.
I know a guy who has to edit these, and he hates it when it goes over an hour.
What a stalwart, proper, gentle, professional man who is doing his best to raise 3.5 cats. And
I am doing my best.
And two bull weevils, and then a sink. One sink. One.